Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, August 9th, 2013. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week, let's talk movies and toys, because that's why we're here. At the box office, Two Guns was number one with $27.1 million. It was followed by The Wolverine with $21.3 million. The Smurfs 2, $17.5 million. The Conjuring, $13 million. And Despicable Me 2 rounded out the top five with $10.1 million. New this week, Elysium, Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, We Are the Millers, Disney's Planes, Lovelace, and others in limited release. In the news, Bruce Willis, now too expensive, will be replaced by Harrison Ford in The Expendables 3. A lost early short Orson Welles movie of 40 minutes has been discovered. It's based on a play. It's called Too Much Johnson. The CBGB trailer is making the rounds, which should both delight and confuse most people. Mostly, it's just an excuse to show your cred by saying how much you do or don't think Rupert Grint works as Cheetah Chrome, while other people look on in confusion, but, you know, that's what the fun is. Also new this week, the trailer for Muppets Most Wanted. The Clone Wars Season 5 comes to DVD and Blu-ray on October 15th. On the same day, a bargain-priced box set of all five seasons is also slated for release. Donald Glover of Childish Gambino and Community fame is apparently getting his own show on FX, which probably means less Community, which after this year is probably okay. Universal Studios will be doing a Harry Potter celebration, much like a Star Wars celebration, in January. A new and currently directorless Star Trek sequel is now expected in 2016, because someone finally realized 2015 has too many movies. On sale, Entertainment Earth! It's time for a world debut. The first look at new Star Wars collectibles can be seen right now. Come see the new Star Wars Yoda lightsaber umbrella and the new Star Wars Yoda lightsaber table lamp exclusively at Entertainment Earth before anywhere else in the world. Each one has a high-quality metal lightsaber hilt as part of the usable item, so you can collect it, and it serves a purpose too. These fine items are due around September. In toy news. Okay, so get this. Crowded Coop, they make these really great Valve items, including portal signs and messenger bags and all kinds of stuff. They got the Star Trek license for dog toys, so there's red shirt collars, leashes, bowls, dog beds, a red shirt plush the dog can just tear to shreds, all kinds of cool stuff. If you have a dog, take a look. The prices aren't bad either. They're neat. It's the one thing I say to everybody this week, if they go, oh, what's new at work? You have to see the Star Trek dog toys from Crowded Coop, just because... What am I going to say? It's like, it's a dog bowl. Okay, it's a dog bowl, and it has the wrist piping around the bowl. So you can get a captain's dog bowl, the science officer dog bowl, the chief engineer dog bowl, stuff like that. It's great. It needs to be seen. Also needing to be seen, unfortunately, the picture's a little small because in real life, it's really big. Toynami's doing a Futurama Bender Shogun Warriors figure. That means it's 24 inches tall, and just like the original Shogun Warriors figures, the wrists shoot. So that's probably the biggest Bender you'll ever see. I saw the prototype. It's huge. It's limited to 500 pieces. I don't think I've seen a bigger Bender figure on the market ever. So take a look at that. If you like Futurama, it's big. It's very, very big. New Men in Black 2 Noisy Cricket prop replica is coming from Factory Entertainment around December. It has blue LED and sounds, and it's cool. I got to hold it or the prototype for it at Comic-Con. I approve. I like the Men in Black movie a lot. The second Men in Black movie, I liked a lot for different reasons. The third Men in Black movie, I still need to see. But the first one's one of my favorites. You've seen it, right? You should see it. Anyway, that's all for this week's podcast. I should also tell you that new pre-orders include the Star Trek Original Series Fine Art Shot Glasses Series 13, so you can get lots of shots without having to wash them. And the Amazing Race Tin Tote is also coming soon. Get your orders in today. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere fine twit books are sold. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.